Cypresses by George E. Merrick. Majestical, lonely, forbidding, the desolate forest of Cyprus guards at the mouth of the river. Beneath them, the Banyan Lake mangrove spreads far o'er the swamps and the sea-covered marshes, all alive with the cormorant, curlew, and the plume-bearing egret that, feeding by the sluggish, rich river, arise encircling their branches, incessantly bound in a dreamlike oriental devotion, laps at their feet the tropical tide. Steeped with a lotus-like fragrance comes the breeze from the sea as a breath of the far-off Bahamas. Stand, brooding through hours of moonlight o'er the silvery, radiant luster, sheening in mystical beauty the sea, and a spirit rebellious seems to stir through the depth of their leafage, close-woven and moss-hung, and to ebb from their shadows malignant with a sorrowing burden of a wiser and fuller knowledge of a comfortless desolation. Stand, guarding the age-buried wrecks with their silver and golden treasure, the galleon ships of the Indies, grown over and embedded in coral, prey of the ravenous reef neath the placid and treacherous ocean. Swaying and moaning they stand, and musing of times near forgotten, of the days of their youth, when the venturesome Spaniard and Indian skimmed in canoes o'er the crystalline, translucent water, and they whisper of journeys that long ago ended in the ominous cover of darkness, of the bones that are hid by the leaf mould and the sea-washing grasses, of the tragic and sorrowful stories of which they alone are familiar. And they quiver and rustle with horror as they breathe their remembrance to the desolate sea-covered marshes and the salt-loving mangroves. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.